Well, hello, everyone. How are you tonight? This is a little different for all of us together here. I have to just tell you that I'm very happy that you guys are here with me. It's been a minute since I have used my Vlog Talk Radio features, but I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited tonight. I want to be the first to welcome a few of my visitors with me. And I want to thank you guys all for tuning in. I see that Black Spring with Autumn is here already. And I also see that the one and only Mr. Ronnie Man. I've always wanted to say that. Like, you know, here comes Johnny. Ronnie Man is here with us tonight. I am going to bring them on, see what's going on, see how everybody is doing, and I think we'll go from there. Very glad to see you. Hello there, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm well. It's very glad to be seen this evening on January 6, 2021.
Yes, that's right. It is January 6, 2021, and I don't know if we all thought we'd come on in or not.
Right.
But, yeah, I want to also welcome Black Spring with Autumn. Hello there, Black Spring with Autumn. How are you this evening?
Hi, Felicia. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on this very pivotal Wednesday.
Yeah. She's absolutely right. It is a pivotal Wednesday. And we had an exceptional show there on our YouTube channel last evening, and we enjoyed it very, very much. We had some great folks there that were talking about some ways to sustain ourselves in the future, to make sure that our communities are solid. And this evening, we're talking about some things that are going to help us become financially stable, that are also going to help us with making sure that we are the ones who lift up our families and take care of them and carry them through. Now, Black Spring, I know that you and I have been chatting throughout the day, and there's so much stuff going on today, being the day that we were dealing with even though we started out dealing with one thing, with them going through the Electoral College, it ended up being a whole lot of stuff. I mean, there's been talk of impeachment. There's also been talk of using the 25th Amendment from this seated president, President Donald Trump's own cabinet. Now, I don't know what to say except yikes. What do you think?
Well, actually, I'm not surprised because of all the rhetoric and the propaganda that's been used from, I guess I could say, on the left leading up to the actual election, because, you know, I've heard of the healing and the reconciliation kinds of committees and things that were projected prior to this actual Electoral College event. And it just seems that they've got to figure out a way that it's a part of their agenda to somehow to do something beyond, to do something that's far reaching, even beyond, I believe, even a 2021 election to this administration. It seems to be, to me, it's even shaping up to me to be more like a historical. Like a Nuremberg kind of a, you know, like a hunting down or ending the, somehow trying to figure out how to end the Trump era, if you will. It's like they're trying to destroy any remnants or any branch of Trump or anything that may have grown or manifested. And I'm not sure if that's possible. Or
Well,
it's a narrative that they are trying to they're trying to prophesy or fulfill something that that may be more that reflects more of them than even a Trump administration.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about that, Ronnie?
Well, in all actuality, as far as the proceedings of the day, now leading up to the day is something else, but the proceedings of the day, today I utilized all of it thus far as a day of rest. So I've actually quarantined myself from all of the rhetoric of the world. So I'm just now getting updated on all of the proceedings that has taken place throughout the course of the day. So I'm actually playing catch up right now, and I am gleaning all types of insight from the two of you, as well as going through some of these search sites to make sure that I am at least abreast of, you know, in a working conversation type of way.
Yeah. I'm with you. So, folks, you have tuned in this evening to the Lockhart Show, the Felicia Lockhart Show, to be exact. And you can find me also on YouTube on the Lockhart Perspective. Tonight's guest, Ronnie Mann, as well as Black Spring with Autumn. Mr. Ronnie Mann is one of the most prolific producers. And I know he won't say that, but I will. He's an exceptional writer. He does exceptional music. And he is also very well versed in the Bible, a very learned man, and I'm very happy that he is here. So I'm glad that you're here. There's nothing else I can say. Also, Black Spring with Autumn, in her own right, has an exceptional channel as well on YouTube, and she can also be found on several other platforms. She deals with a lot of constitutional things that help keep you legal, and things that, and I think maybe that's one of the reasons why she's a little agitated with everything that's going on, because she is so well-versed with the Constitution, and she's actually an educator. And I like to say this, she's a flautist, because she plays the flute. And so we have a few things in common. All three of us are musicians. Ronnie Mann plays a plethora of instruments. He's a vocalist. I'm a vocalist. That's our instrument. And then he also gets down with the fingers by being able to play other instruments. And then Black Spring with Autumn is also a musician as well. And so I want to thank both of them for coming in. Now, we only have a 30-minute show tonight. We do have about, I'll say about 20 minutes left. And so what we're going to do right now is I'm going to turn it over to Ronnie, and we're going to ask a couple of questions about what we can do to sustain our families. We're also going to come back. Don't worry. This is just the beginning of this series. But we're going to give you a little bit of information, because the times are changing so swiftly. We're going to want you to be prepared, make sure your family is prepared, and make sure that you can be comfortable in the times that are ahead of us. Everybody is running in fear. Don't you think so, Ronnie? What do you have to tell us with a couple of tips or things that we should consider? I know that there's a lot of stuff out there, but what should we consider?
Well, moving forward, as we progress the proceedings of the day, we will clearly find out the aftermath and the full extent of any future progressions. We'll find out, you know, when we wake up in the morning and see how things have played out and how things will continue to play out. But in the midst of all the civil unrest that is going on, many people are turning to assemblies, and I would like today to shine a light on a brief history of the origin of the concept and consider its viability and sustainability in these times of turmoil in the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, looking at some of these concepts as far as what exactly an assembly is, they are actually citizens that form and formulate a common law grand jury. Now, I'm just going to give you a brief overview because I'm not as well versed as some guests in the past and some guests that will continue to come on to bring illumination to this concept. But the common law grand jury is actually made up of the people. There is no king or nobility above anybody that can, you know, make common laws for an American people, because there is no king or nobility above the American people. We, the people, are the people that make and founded this country. So we are the ones who are in control of determining and establishing what the laws of the common, quote unquote, common people are. And the idea is, you know, backed by being a sovereign, being somebody who holds the power in and of themselves. A lot of people are turning to this concept.
Yeah, and go ahead with that, because that's exactly what I was about to ask. So are there a whole bunch of people? I know we've seen a few more than regular, but in your research, did you find more? And then also, Black Spring, I want to ask you, is the Constitution that off? I mean, are we that off from the Constitution that we would literally need these assemblies? That's two questions. I know one for each of you, and whomever chooses to go first between the two, that's great.
Okay, well, I'll go first just briefly.
Go ahead.
Many people have turned to it and are turning to it as far as establishing it as a well-knit, well-put-together, well-versed community. We are, well, the people that are establishing this in the modern era are, it's just beginning to blossom. But people are aware and are becoming more aware of this angle that they can take to get the quote unquote, you know, get the power back.
Black Spring, are we that far off that we would even need something like that?
Well, I think that there's a measure that's necessary. I know that the assembly and some of the other, I mean, for the lack of a better word, maybe, you know, other options, I'm not quite sure that I'm at a comfort level that, you know, that that's something that I would, you know, be able to or to participate in right away without a little bit more knowledge on establishing some of those other communities or sanctuaries, I guess. But I do believe we are far away from the Constitution and even any other version of or a different version of the Constitution. I think we're so far from that we are vulnerable to whatever the more of the corporate. I think for the lack of a better word, being managed. I think more under a corporate or more of a, I guess, more of a kind of a commercial law. Those laws are being used, I think, against us, and the natural laws and the inalienable rights, I think we're being, you know, stripped of those. So I do think that we're pretty far away from you know, the founding principles, and we're losing, you know, our dignity. We're losing liberties under the auspices of this public health risk and you know, threats of, you know, of invasion, of amendment, Fourth Amendment violations, the First Amendment violations, second, we're just eroding under amendments. And I do think that we're far away.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ronnie has done some pretty good homework, and at 15 minutes left in the program, we're going to dive in really deep. We're going to dig in right now. And I want to ask this question, Ronnie, are you of the opinion that even though these assemblies are something that, you know, regular old folks are trying to do right now, you know, just regular people who have, you know, looked into this, is it your opinion that these principles specifically are biblical principles, and that if, you know, the followers of Christ you know, the Messiah would do these things. These were things that we were told to do. I mean, are you of that mind? I mean, where are you coming from with some of the great suggestions that you've got?
Absolutely. So as far as the assembly is concerned, the entire concept is actually a biblical concept, and it is rooted and based in the foundation of the Hebrew culture that was brought into the, you know, first century, what we would call, you know, the first century church or Christianity. And the Greek, the ancient Greeks had the same exact concept. It's the assembly of the citizens, and they called it the ecclesia, the ecclesia. And we get that word. Exactly. So we get the word, it's called the ecclesia. And the ecclesia in the Greek, actually ecclesia, but I'll just say ecclesia, you know, with an American tongue or what have you. But the ecclesia is the Greek word for assembly, and it is the assembled ones. It is actually a called out people. And it is a political word, and it is a political concept. And these people are sovereign in and of themselves, and they are called, when they are called to meet, they establish laws, they establish rules, they establish boundaries that are sovereign, and nobody has jurisdiction over what they bring to the table and what they, as a unit, decide to embark upon. And these gatherings of summoned people were actual live concepts. Like these things actually took place. And the interesting thing is, when we move forward into the biblical account, we see this very word, this very rhetoric, this very idea being instituted upon the believing community, and we are called to make ecclesias. And in this concept, it's the whole concept, you know, the umbrella of being called out. And we are called out of this thing that we are born into, the structure, the power structure that we're born into, and then we establish ourselves in the laws, statutes, and commandments of the kingdom versus the laws and statutes and commandments and the traditions of men.
Wow. I did not know that. Did you know that it was based in that Black Spring? Did you have any idea? I mean, I've heard of the term ecclesia. Obviously, I knew that it was the church. But had you any clue, Black Spring? Who knew?
No, I think that's really profound, and it's that's very informing that's a bit of a root. You know, it seems like we were already anchored in a system that we're not really naturally drawn to. We're very much, I guess, for the lack of a better word, institutionalized or of the world system, and this is what we know, and we don't. For the most part, I mean, I'm not saying to everyone that that's everyone, but I think a vast majority of people just, you know, we kind of go with what we've grown up with, or what their parents, you know, what
Absolutely.
Generations
Absolutely.
Have done.
Absolutely.
May I
so
interject?
Then let me, yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. You know, so what do we do?
Well, trying to find and seek out the truth, I've become a lover of word searches. And when you actually search out a word and seek out its root, everything is tied in. Everything is tied in, and you don't even realize it until you actually peel back the layer and look at the underlying essences of what we're actually saying and what we're actually moving forward in the things that has already been established even before us. And it is all rooted, it's all well connected in this world structure. It clearly is.
So let me ask you a question. We have 9 minutes and 47 seconds left in this awesome show. It's one of our premier shows here. We have done plenty of shows on this platform before, but not in a long time. And the name, of course, for many who have followed me on Blog Talk will know this is now the Felicia Lockhart Show, has been for a couple of years, but you ain't seen me because I've been on YouTube. Felicia Lockhart Show here on Blog Talk, and then the Lockhart Perspective on YouTube. So with that said, what I want to ask you is, how do we form our own communities without them being considered the regular idea of an assembly? Because it seems like a lot of work to do the political side as well as
absolutely
the home side. I mean, what are we supposed to be doing?
And that actually brings up some very poignant questions. And one of those is pertaining to the viability and the sustainability of the actual political, the modern day assembly that people are constructing and trying to establish. The eroding constitutional rights, the erosion of the laws that are supposed to be fundamental in America or the United States of America is significant and is a snowball. So if we are establishing these modern day assemblies in the law of the day, how viable and how sustainable is that assembly going to be, as even right now and moving forward with the erosion that is taking place in the in the civil rights of the people.
Okay.
So what I'm asking is that if we're building a house on sand, it seems like, and we need to always be reminded that we need to build the house on a rock, and not on a rock, but on the rock. And the believing community understands what I mean by the rock. So it
yes
tells you the scriptures tell you that you need to, that you are to be a part of this world, but that you are in this world, but you're not supposed to be a part of it. And I have all kinds of things that will exceed our time limit. So I'm just going to say that we have to always be reminded that in actuality, if we do the word searches, everything is systemic. Everything stems from the ancient times. It's just a big circle. And if we don't get it right and go back to the ancient ways, then we're going to continue down this cycle. So what I would like to say is that the assembly, the truth, the trueness, the actuality of the assembly that is trying to be established in the modern era is rooted in the truth of what the ancient Greeks called the ecclesia and what the people of the New Testament established as ecclesias. They came out of their political structure and their power structure, and they built their house on the fundamentals and the rudiments of the qualities of the Most High, his requirements, what pleased him, not what pleases man. And we have to get back to that. I don't know if there's dead time or dead air or what's going on.
Are you there? Is Felicia? Is she still here?
Black Spring with Autumn, you still here?
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel do you have any retort or any?
Well, I do agree. I think I think on a spiritual level, I understand exactly the premise of what you're saying, and I think my issue, my challenge would be just based on where we are. We just don't have a clear, when we go back to the worldly side, is what I'm referring to now. Is I don't think that we have the clear limits. The limits are, everything is just so blurred and so gray on the worldly side that you know, in order to, it's difficult for me right now to kind of comparatively gauge what needs to happen other than, you know, some level of clarity on the worldly side, but I would totally be looking to my community or a community leader in order to establish if I were to go under some form of assembly, because I just think that we have too many, I think there's even probably more than one version of the Constitution on the worldly side, and I think we're not operating under that. We're under something, and I think that's a part of the conflict. You know, we have one part of the country that's operating under more of a corporate law or more of a post, you know, 19th century constitution, and then the rest of us we're trying to lead our lives as if we're still living under that 19th century constitution, and it's just too many, again, another two narratives, and we're not functioning with the system on the worldly side. So I would, you know,
right.
I would consider what's, you know, what's the rock of the
right.
of an assembly or more of a spiritual, you know.
Well, you know, I know that we only have a few minutes left in the show, and I think that this was a really good icebreaker. Next week's show, or I should say the next time we all assemble together, it will be a little longer. We'll have about an hour to go, and we'll have the opportunity to really break the ice some more. I know that for me, I have always wanted to live in a community. And me, I'm a person that's, I would like to live in a community where there were strong male leadership so that our families could get back in order. That's what I would like. I would love a community where there's strong male leadership, the children would understand order, the families would understand order. And here's the deal. I believe that when we got out of the order of things is when we began to have this world, you know, a widespread chaos, especially here in the United States. So I know there's a lot of people out there that won't agree. You know, there's a lot of people that say, well, you know, matriarchal, you know, everything has to be run by the woman and the woman has to do this. And, you know, but that's where we got our problem, right? And so I am very excited that we have broached the topic of having things done the right way. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight. This is Felicia Lockhart, and this has been the Felicia Lockhart Show here on Blog Talk. My guests this evening were Black Spring with Autumn. She has a wonderful channel that's located there on YouTube. And also Mr. Ronnie Mann, who, when you go to my channel, will actually see or hear him performing my title song and my theme song for the show. Ronnie, we've got about a minute literally left here. What do you have to say in closing? And then we'll give Black Spring about 10 seconds, and then we'll wrap it on up. And then we'll also see the folks again soon.
If we really look at the things that are being played out with a deeper lens, we will find out that the world is counterfeiting every single aspect of these biblical things that were established and put into play long ago, because these establishments are king.
And it's obvious that's the reason why things are messed up. Thank you so much for your input, brother. We appreciate you. And then Black Spring, I'm going to go ahead and give you 10 seconds before we go ahead and knock it out.
Well, in terms of, I'm kind of going back to the constitutional or the worldly side of this argument. I'm just thinking that I'm not sure if I am totally ready to walk away from the worldly.
I totally get it.
System.
Yeah, I totally
and,
get it.
And what did you give up on?
Yeah. I understand. We're at the 9-second mark, folks. I appreciate my guests, and I hate that we have to go, but thank you so much for tuning in. This is Felicia Lockhart. This is Felicia Lockhart Show.